I looked after Tommy, 'cause he was my brother's son. I still recall the final words my brother said to Tommy. Son, my life is over, but yours has just begun. Promise me, son, not to do the things I've done. Walk away from trouble if you can. Now, it won't mean you're weak if you turn the other cheek. I hope you're old enough to understand. Son, you don't have to fight to be a man. There's someone for everyone, and Tommy's love was Becky. In her arms he didn't have to prove he was a man. One day while he was working, the Gatlin boys came calling. They took turns at Becky, and there was three of them. Tommy opened up the door, saw his Becky crying. The torn dress, the shattered look, was more than he could stand. He reached above the fireplace and took down his daddy's picture. As his tears fell on his daddy's face, he heard these words again. Promise me, son, not to do the things I've done. Walk away from trouble if you can. Now, it won't mean you're weak if you turn the other cheek. I hope you're old enough to understand. Son, you don't have to fight to be a man. The Gatlin boys just laughed at him when he walked into the bar room. One of them got up and met him halfway across the floor. When Tommy turned around, they said, "Hey, look, old Yella's leaving." But you could have heard a pin drop when Tommy stopped and locked the door. 20 years of crawling was bottled up inside him. He wasn't holding nothing back, he let him have it all. When Tommy left the bar room, not a Gatlin boy was standing. He said, "This one's for Becky," as he watched the last one fall. And I heard him say, "I promised your dad not to do the things you've done. I'll walk away from trouble when I can. Now please don't think I'm weak. I didn't turn the other cheek. And Papa, I sure hope you understand. Sometimes you gotta fight when you're a man." Everyone considered him the coward of the county.
Ha ha. That's for the a-hole that complained about Kenny Rogers. Ha ha. I played it again. Call up and complain. It's Time Travel with Chris Earle, here with you until 7 p.m. You can't knock me off the air if I ain't here anymore. Simple as that.
Close your eyes and imagine you're beside a pure mountain stream, the water cascading over the stones. A paradise like this isn't easy to come by, but it does still exist. Because the Nature Conservancy works locally with people like you to save precious places around the world, forever. That way, closing your eyes will never be the only way to get there. I'm Paul Newman. Help save the last great places.
Visit the Nature Conservancy at nature.org. Nature.org.
my favorites, Talking Heads. Thank you for sending me an Angel. Had that as the intro music for time travel for quite a few years. It was about the master becoming the student and the student becoming the master. I really hope that some tough student or somebody out there in community land comes in and starts up a nice show on WMFO in Medford and has a good run like me. 14 years with Time Travel with Chris Searle. A few different shows I did on here too. I did Sucking in the 70s. I had, what was the other one? Something like Dancing in the 60s or something like that. I don't even remember. I remember the big 80s. I did that. I did Watch This with Chris Searle. I did Triple Play with Chris Searle at the beginning of the year, which got moved to a one-hour show. I don't know what happened there, but all of a sudden my two-hour show became 1 hour, and they're like, you didn't volunteer enough. Like, I didn't volunteer enough. You kidding me? I've been here 14 years. Well, you got to do at least 20 hours. You got to do at least 20 hours. What? What are you talking about? I substitute all the time. I trained people. Did PSAs. I did it all. But hey, that's what happens. Somebody new comes in, they don't know you. They want to implement new rules. They want to get their friends on after you so they can bitch at you too and say, hey, you know what? Your show went a little long last week. Went a little long. This show was a repeat. It was something I played like 5 years ago. Tune in, jackass. Figure it out. Stop sending email blasts to everybody. Leave me alone. You know, it's funny when people that think they're the smartest person in the room find out they're not. Somebody's always smarter than you. There's always a bigger fish. And I am that fish. And this is time travel. Still got a few minutes left. I'm going to play a few more of my favorites. Maybe something not so favorite. Maybe something that just sucks. So I'm sure I played plenty of that for you. You're like, oh, this guy sucks.
Never eats while on the job. He heard it's good
This is the Rye of the Kaiser. It's about the champ working down the deli. Nothing wrong with working at a deli, man. It's pretty awesome. Yeah. I did it all when I was at the grocery store. I did was a sacker, $4 an hour. Learned how to be a sacker. And then I worked in assistant dairy manager at Demoulas. Yeah. And produce. No, I never worked in produce. I touched a couple of tomatoes, though. Oh! I'm sure that'll get me canceled. Oh, my God. It's just, I can't say anything anymore. It's exhausting. Like, I rack my brains. And I try to figure out something fun to say. And it's just like, no, somebody's not going to like that. No, they're not going to like that either. All right. I'll do that joke, and it's about tomatoes. And then they're like, no, we don't like that either. Everybody's miserable, huh? Yeah. So you're thinking I'm miserable? I ain't miserable. Not at all. I just point out stupidity. You know, there's a lot of it around there, you know? Just because I act stupid doesn't mean I'm stupid, you know? Mama didn't raise no dummies. I'm probably going to get in trouble for that, too. Time travel's here with you till 7 p.m. What time is it? Eddie, what time is it? What time is it, Grandma? Eddie, what time is it? That's from Eddie Murphy's album from 82. I wish you were here right now. I think you'd really enjoy him. Eddie Murphy's really funny. Well, another song it is. I should probably go back to the Stones. I said I was going to play the Stones and I didn't. And one thing, Chris Erlane is a liar. I'll tell you that. I know a few liars out there, but Chris Erlane, one of them. Here's the Stones. Enjoy. Or don't. If you don't enjoy it, why the hell are you listening? Go play Atari. What do they play now? Play with yourself.
So you stretched out in room 1009 with a smile on your face. And a tear in your eye. Oh, come see the get a line on you, my sweet honey love. Bourbon to it, jangling down the street. Thank you for your ride, every woman that you meet.
That Shine a Light, that's the Stones. Great song. I love it. I should probably be a little more positive. Show's wrapping up. Should say some nice things about nice people. That one was for my buddy Bob. How's that? My buddy Bob, really. He was a great guy. He got me into the Stones. I always liked the Stones, but he loved the Stones. He loved the Rolling Stones. He had all the old vinyls. He'd tell me all about them. It was the first time I heard Country Honk. I heard, which is a country version of Honky Tonk Women. Pretty good, you know? He was a great guy. You know, I miss my buddy Bob. And my best friend Matthew passed away a number of years ago. And my grandmother. You know, these are people that were around when I started time travel with Chris Earle, which was just time travel, as a matter of fact. There was no with Chris Earle. The ego came a little later. But that's how people get to know you. You say your name. What's your name? Chris Earle. If you don't like me, Lenny Clark. Time travel with Chris Earle. Here with you until 7 p.m. Yeah, miss my friends. There was quite a few aunts and uncles that passed, and you know, cousins and friends. And that's what happens as you get older. So in the 14 years, I've lived a lot of extra life here at WMFO in Medford. And I don't know. It's not all fun and games all the time. I like to joke around the studio and around the home studio, which is where most of this has been happening the last 2 years, thanks to COVID. But I think I became a master at remote. I'm the master of the remote, Chris Earle. Well, kind of the master. Sometimes there was some weeks where it's like I'm queued up to play and then all of a sudden it doesn't play. I'm like, what the hell happened? I put it in the wrong folder. I'm like, you idiot. And then there were other times like people pressed a button and then they just stopped the thing and I had like, you know, substitutes coming in. They didn't know what the hell they were doing. But it is what it is. It's all learning curve. Some weeks people missed out on time travel. Other weeks they got double time travel. Like, I think you got a double today. I think I put in a Joyce the Voice show a little earlier. Pretty sure I did. Because I just queued it up. So it could have played earlier. So even though I'm recording this now, I'm playing a show from like last week. And this is the last show. I don't know, this time travel thing's always confused me. I don't know what I'm doing. Actually, I do know what I'm doing. That's the secret the whole time. I know what I'm doing. I know what I'm talking about. I know what pushes people's buttons. I know that there's smart people out there that understand how to push people's buttons. I know there's smart people out there that don't push buttons. And they're glad I pushed buttons. Somebody's got to push buttons. Button pusher. Normally, I don't like to know. Normally, I want to learn what a button does before I push it. But sometimes you just have to push a button. Like, if there's a button that says don't push, you're probably going to push it. Like, 99% of the people are going to push it. You know? Like, push it real good. Push it real good. Oh, there's your salt and pepper moment for Time Travel with Chris Earle. We'll get some salt and pepper here in on the final episode. So many great bands, you know, that have influenced me over the years. Let's name a few, Chris, because people enjoy lists. Beatles, Cars, The Police, The Who, Prince, Tom Petty, and The Heartbreakers. That's pretty much it. No, there's plenty more. My favorite period is the 80s and the 70s. 60s are good too. 90s, not so much. 2000, ugh. Like now, awful. Like all of a sudden, they just started like dispensing like saccharine music. Like, ugh. Now with NutraSweet, country music. All of a sudden, it invaded New Hampshire. What happened there? Like all of a sudden, like all the people from New Hampshire think they're from Louisiana or something. I don't know what happened. Louisiana. Louisiana. I'm just stretching, man. I am stretching. You know? I see the final post. What do they call it? What's the thing at the end? The ticket? What do they got at the end? You know, the final cookie in the jar, as my friend Rich Gustus used to say. He was a great guy. Yeah. Well, he is a great guy. I should say that. He is a great guy. I never hear from him. But he has his problems.
We all do. We all got our problems. Be nice to hear from a few people. A lot of people over the years have gotten sick, and my heart goes out to them. And some other people haven't gotten sick. And sometimes I'm just waiting for them to. I think part of it getting older is just waiting for other people to die. I think that's part of it. Like, that becomes news, you know, like the Queen died. We should probably play some Queen. Queen was a big one for me. I'll get some Queen in there for you, or Her Majesty or something. Why don't I just sing it? Her Majesty's a pretty nice girl, but she doesn't have a lot to say. Her Majesty's a pretty nice girl, but she doesn't have a lot to say. Want to tell her that I love her a lot, that she's got to get a belly full of wine. Her Majesty's a little nice girl, thing, and day she's going to be all mine. Oh yeah, day she's going to be all mine. Doo-doo. That's Paul McCartney and the Beatles doing Her Majesty. It was pretty much just Paul McCartney. You know what's funny is, like, these bands, you know, it's like at the end there, you know, it's just Paul just tinkering around on a guitar. He probably made it up in about 25 seconds. And, you know, and then Ringo and George and John got credit for it. And they probably get embarrassed sometimes. Like, yeah, that was one of Paul's. You know, I wanted to sing Octopus is God, and this ass, you know, picks up his guitar and starts singing about the Queen. More songs. Here we go. More songs. There's White Stripes, not to be confused with the Black Checkers and Blue Orchard. It's all about, like, innocence being lost. Took a white orchard and turned it blue. Yeah, I'm feeling that a little bit. I'm definitely a little more stained than I was 14 years ago. A little more stained, I guess. Soul's a little darker. That's why, man, you gotta, when you're young, new students that are listening, you don't listen to me anyway. You're gonna do whatever the hell you want, but you don't know when it's good. When a day happens and nothing happens, that's a good day when you get older. You know, like, you know what? Had a little food, had some sex. Yeah, worked. Pretty good day. Oh, what'd I drop? So much crap here. No idea. That's another thing, too, is like I've collected so much stuff over the years. I'm like, how did I collect all this stuff? Like all these books. I've read all these books. I've seen all these movies. So much useless information here. I was like, I'd be great on Slumdog Millionaire. All I need to do is just fall into that pit of crap the guy falls in and then go on that Indian Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. I'll be all set. Then I've basically lived up to my potential from reading Charlie and the Chocolate Factory and, you know, Tom Brokaw's Greatest Generation and the Jeopardy book. Yeah, some Spy versus Spy. Which spy got killed on, you know, page 36 of the Joke and Dagger Complete Spy versus Spy Handbook? Well, that would be the black spy. You are correct, sir. And the million-dollar question is, what is your name? I wouldn't even remember. I'd have no clue at that point. I'd just be like, what? Who? Yeah. Man, a lot has happened in 14 years. What's going to happen in the next 14? Well, I'll tell you what's not going to happen. Time travel with Chris Searle. Here with you till 7 p.m. Then we're doing something else. Come back next week for the horror show. The Real Horror Show with Chris Earl and Derek Gary. Real Horror Show. Chris Earl and Derek Gary. Yeah, that's for now. Who knows? Things can change. You know? It's like wearing white after Labor Day. Some things just don't happen.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to get through this thing called life. Electric word, life, it means forever, and that's a mighty long time. But I'm here to tell you, there's something else. The afterworld. A world of never-ending happiness. You can always see the sun. Day or night. So when you call up that shrink in Beverly Hills, you know the one. Doctor, everything will be alright. Instead of asking how much of your time is left, ask him how much of your mind, baby. Cause in this life, things are much harder than in the afterworld. This life, you're on your own. And if the elevator tries to break you down, living here. Take a look around. At least you got friends. I call my old lady. Oh, friendly word. She picked up the phone, dropped it on the floor. That's all I heard. I'm not gonna let the elevator break us down. Oh no, let's go. Let's go crazy. Let's get nuts. Just look for the purpose. Let's go!
is my man Prince with Let's Go Crazy. I had to play something from Prince, and most of you know that one. And it's a great song. I guess that would probably be my Desert Island disc, his Prince's Purple Rain, although I love 1999 too, and Sign of the Times. And I always had a Prince show every year after he passed away. That's another thing that happened too, is you saw the musicians pass. Prince was with us when I started this show, and so was Tom Petty, as well as Meatloaf and a number of others over the years. So I'm getting a little slack-jawed, a little tired here. I'm going to just play you some more tunes, and I'd just like to say thanks for listening to your freeform station, WMFO in Medford. And more importantly, thank you for listening to Time Travel with Chris Earle here over the last 14 years and change here on WMFO. My name is Chris Earle. I am going to continue on, hopefully, with Real Horror Show with Chris Earle next week, and my guest will be Derek Gary. Until then, just be nice to people, will you? It just makes the world a better place. That's all I can dispense for wisdom. There you go. That's it. Just be nice to people. And then usually people will be nice to you. But don't have everybody be nice to you. You know, be nice to somebody. There's plenty of people out there that are just pig-headed asses. And they take and take and take and take and take and take. And then when you like, stop taking, they're like, no, I want to take some more. I want to take some more. And if you don't let me have any more, I'm going to kill you. I'm going to destroy you. That's the world today, man. It's a shame. Anyway, Real Horror Show next week. This has been Time Travel with Chris Earle on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. Don't worry, I'll leave you with a positive song or two. Here you go. Good night, time travelers. One final shot around the moon in the DeLorean. Shot around the sun in the DeLorean. I realize it's a car. It's 1:20 in the morning. I'm tired. I gotta get a nap in. I gotta nap in, put this show in. That's it.
You're listening to WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts, and I'm listening to me, it's Chris Earle.
Anthony works in the grocery store, saving his pennies for someday. Mama Leone left a note on the door, she said, Sonny, move out to the country. Ah, but working too hard can give you a heart attack. You wanna know by now, who needs a house out in Hackensack? Get for your money, and it seems such a waste of time. If that's what it's all about, Mama, if that's moving up, then I'm moving out. Out. Mind. Yeah, that's what you're all about. Good luck
says I'm moving out.
WMFO in Medford. Here's Warren Zevon. You're listening to The Last Time Travel.
I can saw a woman in two, but you won't want to look in the box when I'm through. I can make love disappear for my next trick. I'll need a volunteer. I can pull a rabbit. I can pull it out, but I can't put it back. I can make love and disappear for my next trick. I'll need a volunteer. Step right up for my next trick. I'll need a volunteer. For my next trick, I'll need a volunteer. Step right up for my next trick. I'll need a volunteer. It's lonely up here when the tricks have been played and the spotlight has faded and the plans that we made have fallen apart. It's lonely as hell and there's no magic spell for a broken heart. Put me in chains and I will escape. Better not wait up, 'cause I might be late. I can make a love, I'll disappear for my next trick.
You're listening to WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. Here is Night Ranger.
Never close, never far.
You've been listening to the final broadcasts of Time Travel with Chris Earle on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. It started in March of 2008, and it's ending today, 9/14/2022. Happy 7th birthday to my little buddy Nicholas. He's a great kid. I hope he continues to be creative and grows up to be a great teenager and a great little man. And then a big man. He's a great kid. And he wasn't around when I first started the show, and I got my little niece in there. And yeah, that's the fun thing. When somebody goes away, somebody else comes aboard. And always remember, people die twice. They die the first time physically, and then they die the second time when you stop talking about them. So keep your loved ones alive. And keep on listening to WMFO in Medford, your freeform station. Tune into my new show, Real Horror Show, with Chris Earle, starting next week. Take it easy, everybody. My name's Chris Earle. A final good night, time travelers. Good night. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back. I can't believe